The scripture is actually quite detailed in the kinds of evidence that it gives and the things that it says, and it makes it very hard to harmonize scripture with evolutionary theory. For example, scripture teaches that plants were created before the sun, whereas evolution teaches plants were created billions of years after the sun. Scripture teaches birds were created before reptiles. Evolution teaches that birds were created after reptiles. Scripture teaches that people are afflicted with original sin because Adam sinned. Evolution teaches, well, it's no wonder people sin because they have millions of years of survival of the fittest being programmed into their genes, and so it's no wonder people are selfish and self-serving. Scripture teaches that God ceased from the kind of creative activity and went to more of a sustaining activity after the sixth day of creation. Evolution teaches that the same processes that created life in the first place are active today, and evolution is continuing today. It just happens at a pace that is so slow that we can't really see it. We can't observe it, but it's happening. Scripture teaches everything was created for a reason. For example, the psalmist says that even the heavens declare the glories of God. Evolution teaches everything is the result of a great cosmic accident and life has no purpose. There is no God at all in most evolutionary thinking. Among the theistic evolutionists, even most of those, God is just sort of relegated to just a bystander as things unfold in front of him.